From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Andrew Tyler Brown. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Way past the hills of East Virginia, leaning on the border of Carolina, is a loner that used to be a fighter, a man that would lay his hand in mine, such hollowed eyes that he used to hold a canvas full of blues that some would deem divine. They echo the nights we lay together, and all the times we never said goodbye. It was raining across the pines as I dreamt of the mornings creeping by. Green as pastures in the summer. All we knew was that love would never last. Like the summer, our vibrance softly shimmered till we died beneath the diamond sky's old path. It was raining across the pines. I dreamt of a morning's creeping by. I found refuge in the arms of a thankful lady, whose daughters I raised like my own. And there we built a home together on plains where we'd watch the setting sun. And as I lay on the hills of East Virginia, breaking on the border of Carolina, I wonder if I'd be a cold reminder, or it'd be as if we never said goodbye. It was raining across the pines as I dreamt of the mornings creeping by. It was raining across the pines as I placed your hand right there in mine.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner. providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Matt Wickstrom, we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio, now in our 17th broadcast season. Tonight is our 613th live concert performance. We are so very pleased to present a program of great live music with Andrew Tyler Brown and his band. Hailing from the foothills of Eastern Kentucky, Andrew Tyler Brown has been deeply rooted in the bluegrass country and old-time music from a very early age. Please welcome Andrew Tyler Brown to the Red Barn stage.
I feel shadows now upon me. Hymns we sang together in that plain little church with benches all worn. How dear to my heart, how precious the moments we stood shaking hands and singing our song.
Red Barn Radio's Matt Wickstrom to talk with the Andrew Tyler Brown Band.
Thank you, Renee. It feels almost like multiple reunions of sorts. I know you're kind of almost an adopted member of the Parsons and Gregory family up here, aren't you?
In the zoo of people that try to inhabit his farm, which we all affectionately call the 144, I'm definitely the loudest, I would say pet. Really?
I know it's also quite a big reunion, not only on stage, but also with people we've got out in the crowd with Moorhead State's Traditional Music School. I know you went through that program. I know Will and Megan are both professors there. Matt, did you go through that program as well?
No, I went through the Will Parsons Homeschool Bluegrass.
There you go. Well, you still got a taste of it then.
That's some intense stuff. No, y'all got it easy out there at the KCTM.
I know we've also got Becky Alfrey out in the audience, Paxson, and several members of the McLean Family Band who are also affiliated with the school. So it's almost like a little kind of class reunion of sorts as well.
Oh, yes. They've been trying to avoid me for months, but they've come here by mistake. But no, I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so happy to see everybody. I'm very grateful to do the Moorhead program. It did a lot of good things for me. I went there already touring, already doing a lot of things on my own, but had a lot of bad habits, a lot of young people notions, and a lot of things that need to be corrected, for sure. And I am very grateful that I got a lot of those bad habits cut out, you know. And they're really great because they still, you know, I can call them up at any time with the most obscure question, and they'll answer it within the day, and I'll be able to move forward. And the teaching and helping never stops, as you can tell that Will and Megan are here. So it is, I need a lot of help, and I appreciate all the help that I can get.
Talking these days, oh, these days, these days I sit and think about all the things that I forgot to do. And all the times that I had a chance to. It's so hard to risk another these days, oh, these days. And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, well, it's just 'cause I've been losing so long. Things are bound to be improving these days, one of these days, these days I sit on cornerstones, count the times and corner tones to ten. Don't confront me with my failures, I have not. Well, when I walk in, I don't do much talking these days, oh, these days.
From the intro, Andy, Renee mentioned that you first got your first guitar when you were 8 years old.
this one.
Oh, is it that exact same one?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
So you've had it this whole time.
Oh, yeah, no.
And it hasn't outgrown you yet.
Sorry, what now?
And it hasn't outgrown you yet.
I've been one size for a very long time.
Now, from the get-go, when you first got that guitar and started playing and getting involved in music, have you always been a traditionalist, or have you kind of messed around with other types of music as well along the way?
I've played a variety of things. You know, I currently do a lot of pop country as my living. You know, I work as a sideman, as a bass player. Mm-hmm. That's really my job, and I'm just now getting into this end of everything. But I played a lot of genres growing up. You know, I think I went through my little emo phase and played in some like hardcore screamo bands and did that kind of thing, and then you know, cut the bang off. I had a real long bang and this level of hair everywhere else, so it was real ugly. I did some of that. And what happened was I was playing with a lady, and we were going to play the Chicken Festival in London when I was about 14 or 15, and I was real tiny, and I was trying to lift this combo amp out my front door. I broke all the knobs across the door frame. I just scraped it. And I broke all those knobs off, and because of that, I didn't have an electric guitar to play with, you know, so I started playing on my original acoustic, and then I started playing more traditional music because I was in voice lessons and theory lessons in private, thankfully because of my father who just walked in. And Grover, my music teacher, and his husband, Michael, really guided me on a lot of folk singing. My first songs really were Black Waters from Gene Ritchie and things like that, and I kind of got into songwriting through doing those kind of songs, and I was very, I just got hooked to doing this stuff from there on. The Palace took me to my first Spigma when I was like 16, and that really, that was dangerous. It just hooked me. I was playing bluegrass for sure at that point, and I was very grateful for that.
It was awesome.
I'll never love you, never hold you, never whisper the crimes that he sold you beneath these winter lights, pretending that yours is mine. And we'll try to recapture what we know, but we'll give it a go. Well, I ain't no gentleman, and you're not where you were back. But we ain't trying to change our path tonight, 'cause you need a lover, so I'll take another. And I'll drink till I feel that this is right. Whoa, if that's alright. Cause I'll never love you, never know you, and past these bonds never really own you. And when we say goodbye, go back to this heart of mine and remember what it's like to be alone. Well, that I know.
Grew up in a pretty musical family, or are you kind of the first one to grab an instrument and start playing out and stuff?
Oh, I wish I was that. My dad's a really great singer and piano player, and he was based out of like New York, really, that area. He had his own band called Yogi and the Sweat, which is a great band. I highly support anyone searching them. And my dad was really pivotal. He always was supportive and still supportive and paid for any kind of... I remember once I thought that I was going to be a club DJ. And he bought me 2 turntables and like some records, and I failed at that real hard. But you know, he was there for me, and he was like, "We're gonna work through this." I think in his head, but he never said that. So he let me do what I wanted to do, and then you know, I think about the same time as guitar and everything. So it was fun. He was good about that.
He got you 2 turntables, but no microphone.
No microphone, no.
Oh man. Hopefully someone else out there got that back reference.
We get it. Don't worry.
You've had that guitar since you were 8. That was your first instrument, correct?
Yeah. I believe so. Really, besides like the piano that we had in the house growing up and things like that. But this is mine. It still has the sticker of the music store that I bought it from, well, we bought it from, that doesn't even exist anymore. So it's still there.
That's how you know it's old.
That's you know how good the sticker was. That's the
that too. Yeah. You mentioned earlier as well that you primarily play bass for a lot of different bands. When did that first come around and you start playing bass?
I mean, I had a bass guitar in high school amongst the turntables and guitars that I had in my house. And I started playing bass really in college when I went to Berea College with Matt. Matt did the bluegrass band there. I started kind of an old-time string band there, and I hired this really good bass player to come do it. Like, his whole family was all these professional-grade bass players, and Jordan was just as good as they were, and he kind of quit after the first practice, and I ended up picking it up, trying to thump on it. And the rest was history from there. I've quickly realized that if you play bass, you're in. Rob knows. Rob gets it.
Now, from what I hear too, you get pretty crazy on stage with your bass. I had Katie did it, messaged me earlier saying that you like stand up on your bass and do some crazy stuff like that or something.
Yeah, Katie did it. Plays bass for the Mama Said String Band out of Louisville, and I teach her from time to time. And thankfully, because of Ruth McLean Smith over there, I learned how to stand on the bass eventually as a shenanigan. I've thrown her under the bus now. I did it once, and then I bruised my hip, and I've been a little more nervous about going back for it. I like did the Russian splits on top of it, and I kind of have now stayed very stationary on stage. I'm very stoic.
When I was a young man, live my life hard, breaking rocks from the river, bound by the schoolyard. Thought I knew all the answers, a wise man still young, until I was forsaken by unfortunate one. Unfortunate ones who don't know what's right, who can't look themselves in the eye, cause the follow one's heart rip the world apart, at least in the eyes of unfortunate ones. He was 18, me 21. I fell in love with an unfortunate one. He was a gambler, and I was. So he took his chances then tonight. So he spent some nights down the old rail shack, where we made love in the moonlight's path. And morning would rise, he'd be farther than gone, and that's what makes him unfortunate one. Unfortunate ones don't know what's right, can't look themselves in the eye, cause the follow-on's heart can rip the world apart, at least in the eyes of unfortunate one. Say, I don't wonder how he is when the night winds are wailing and the engine's rolling. There's a body beside me, the touch feels like sin. I guess I'm part of the unfortunate kid. Unfortunate ones don't know what's right, can't look themselves in the eye, cause the follow-on's heart.
Now, you mentioned you do a little bit of teaching at the Louisville Folk School, right?
I do. Let's give them a shout out. They're great people. I love teaching there. I teach their repertoire courses, their dobro class, their auto harp courses. I teach their bass class. Oops, I hit a microphone. and I teach this privately there too, depending on the topic, if someone needs it. I had a bass dulcimer guy for a little bit. I think he's taking my bass class now. Actually, Katie Did It is covering me right now so that I can do this radio show.
There you go.
So I have a bass class currently going. So.
Is the Louisville Folk School the one that's founded by one of the members of 23 String Band?
Yes, Dave Howard.
Okay.
Great mandolin player, great dude. Bought me lunch the other day.
How did you first kind of get involved in that? Or I guess you met him and worked up with him? Or
I didn't meet Dave until I got hired. Dave hired me without meeting me. I got hired because of Lance, a guy that I play with in Louisville. He teaches a lot of the guitar and repertoire courses up at the Louisville Folk School, and I play in a band with him from time to time. I called him up, and I was like, man, I've been trying to find a studio to be kind of just have and exist in and build, and I like what the Folk School's doing. I know I'm a little bit far away, but I'd like to be part of it. Is there any way you can help? And then he gave me Dave's number, and we got to talking, and it was a good conversation, and I feel really blessed to be able to teach there. It's a good learning opportunity, and for both me and the students.
Now, with you having gone through Morehead State and been gone through music education path yourself, what's it like kind of being on the other side of things now with the Louisville Folk School, and rather than learning from other people, teaching other people?
I should have been nicer to Ruth. I really think that I should have been just a kinder student. They're not so stubborn. It makes sense now. If I can go back, I'd love to and be a little sweeter. That's about it. But no, I really love it. It's integral to playing this kind of music that you be an educator. You know, I just taught at the Mountain Music School in Big Stone Gap, Virginia for a week. And as more education opportunities come up for me to teach, I really find that that's going to be a consistent path in my life. And I hope that I could just keep teaching, because that's how this kind of stuff's passed on. And that's how you build kind of the fire in your community to have a music scene and for people to be artists and in their own community and not have to leave. They can actually just stay home and actually be able to make a living, you know, doing, whether it be teaching or touring or what have you, they have the opportunity to stay, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think it's pivotal to do it, actually. So I feel very blessed to have an opportunity to share.
If I'm gonna go my way, then I'm gonna take my time heading down to the station so I can have peace of mind. I'm gonna say goodbye to the seeds I've sown, a mom and her man and a girl I've known for years. I need to feel her tears, 'cause I'll be a westbound tomorrow, breaking from the small town grind, running those lines like a desperado, hunting for a dime. Oh, I hope that's what I'll find. Longer, do more than fade away. I'll just become another body, building up a strange strain. Though I can't see past the distance, I know these hands are mine, and I'll build something beautiful that'll stand the test of time.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Andrew Tyler Brown, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.